Today on Unboxed, we're talking about the challenge of being a designer, appreciating design, and then also working in sustainability, right? Because if you are a designer, you're going to appreciate something beautiful for its design, for its structure, for material, for whatever million reasons you personally are going to feel an affinity towards something and want to share it or appreciate it. And then as a sustainability designer, you're going to look at it and say, well, that doesn't recycle, or that material contains this, this, and this. Like, whatever it is, that's going to be not sustainable. Now, are you going to click like on that and then get all the blowback from everybody going, well, how can you like that? How can you appreciate that if it's not recyclable? Right. And I think this is kind of the challenge that the team over at the Dyeline face, because they are also part of the plastic free company, right? The plastic free website, which, you know, plasticfree.com, you can check them out. Then on the Dyeline, you see a bunch of stuff on there that's not sustainable. It's like, how can you be both? But you can't appreciate one. You can't be a designer and appreciate design, but then also on the flip side, just only focus on sustainability, because there may be something in an unsustainable design that can change the way you view packaging, right? It can help you maybe innovate past a challenge that you're having, right? It could be structure. It could be material combinations. It could be visual design. And the first example I want to show you is like this ketchup thing, right? It's like ketchup packaging for cotton candy. It's like a ketchup cotton candy collab. I guess if you're Canadian, you love ketchup. I don't know. I don't get the joke there, but you know, they've designed this plastic tub of cotton candy and it's all branded with French's ketchup. And it's kind of funny. You know, here's a ketchup flavored cotton candy, but is that product actually necessary? Is that packaging actually sustainable? It could be reusable. It's a nice little plastic container. You could reuse that. I know I'd probably use that in my house. My kids would take their lunch in it or whatever. It's kind of funny, but is it necessary? No, it's not necessary. And that's like one of the first tenets of sustainability is don't create things that you don't need. Don't create more waste when it's not necessary. But as a brand and as a designer, your job is to sell more product. Now, when I say that, people get pissed, but it's the truth. Now, whether you're selling a product for money or you're selling a product or a concept as an idea to get buy-in, to move forward, whether you're an architect, you know, architects don't design houses not to be made. Right. That's, I don't understand what the point of that would be. Same thing as a designer. You're not creating something for no reason. Like, it's to sell either yourself. You can be creating fake packaging, branded packaging. Like, let's say Gene Portnoy, he does this. He goes on, he creates like amazing brands and packaging for them. And they're all fake and they're all rendered. And it's beautiful just to show his capabilities, but he's selling himself. Then getting paying clients to come in and he'll design entire programs for them, or he'll work with agencies, right? But he's selling himself. He's selling something with design. And that's what design does. And that's what designers do. So this ketchup packaging, not necessary, but it's marketing and branding. And we're talking about it and people are sharing it, and it's all over the web and it's funny and it's selling ketchup, right? The idea here is to get French's ketchup in your face so that when you go to the grocery store, you see French's ketchup, you're like, oh, they did the cotton candy thing. Haha. You want to deliver more impressions of your product to consumers in order to make sure that you're top of mind when they go to the store and buy the product. That's the case with ketchup, right? Then last year they did like the French sickhole, which was another play on summer and ketchup. And it was a ketchup flavored popsicle. Haha. I don't know who the hell's eating a cut ketchup flavored popsicle, but again, it's for Canada. I don't know if you guys up in Canada love ketchup this much, more power to you, but same thing. It's wrapped in plastic. It's the branding's pretty fun. It's kind of cool, but overall it's nothing more than a marketing ploy. Now you buy this and then they donate food to a local food bank, but French's is large enough that they can just donate food without you having to purchase a popsicle, right? Let's be honest. So it is all marketing. Now, the designers that created this, I'm sure had a great time putting this together. It was probably a lot of fun. It kind of looks kind of vintagey. It looks almost like it's got like a silk screen impression or fade to it to give it a little bit of nostalgia to it. And then it's got like the big tomato on it, which you wouldn't expect to see. They've got the yellow and red colors and the bright green. Like, it's really well designed. It kind of almost looks like, you know, it's made to look like a ketchup packet with the little tabs at the top. You know, these are the things that as a packaging designer, you can appreciate and you're like, wow, this is really cool. This is really fun. On the flip side, the idea of sustainability in the back of your mind is like, well, this is a waste. This can't be recycled. There's so many issues with this. You know, how can I appreciate this and share this and be like, wow, this is pretty fun, and without having everybody come and like fill up your comments with, why are you promoting something that's not sustainable? That's the challenge. I think as designers, you're going to experience this, and people kind of like relax. You don't have to be just one thing to everybody. And really, who cares what everybody else thinks? It's all about what you do. And as a designer, it's your brand, your personal brand that you're building. And what do you want to be known for? Do you want people to know that you appreciate design in all these different areas? Sure, you might not. You know, I do. But every time I post something like this, I always have that little nagging feeling in the back of my mind of, is this going to be a problem? And when I post it, it's always a problem. And I try to have that conversation in there. And I know that there are people out there that aren't posting things because they don't want to deal with that. But it's an opportunity to educate other people and say, look, this is what I appreciate. This is what I enjoy. If you don't like it, don't worry about it. So just try to be better, but just be true to yourself.